And time for our daily COVID-19 update. This week, we started taking a little bit of a different turn in the direction of the content that we have with our COVID-19 updates in the mornings. And we are now addressing, you know, transitioning into a new world. Our guest this morning is Fanny Fang. Fanny, good morning. Thanks for joining us here on KMAD.
Good morning, Dave. Thank you for having me here this morning.
Man, you sound excited. You sound excited to be here.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I got my coffee. I got a warm car. I'm ready to go.
Fanny, you have the Asian market. Describe your business for us.
Absolutely. So I am a partner at the Asian market, which was started by my parents 10 years ago. It's a local grocery store that specializes in ethnic foods. Our goal, our mission is to provide a safe space for all to explore the world's pantry. So far, we have over 50 countries represented through the 2,000 products we carry, and we hope to add more soon.
Goodness, over 50 countries, and all on the Asian continent?
No, so when we first opened, the plan was to focus on East Asian foods because that is our because my parents are Chinese, so they wanted to focus on that. But then one day, an Indian couple came in and asked for a product called Chana Dal, which we would later find out is split chickpeas. And that turned to, so we went from East Asia to South Asia, and the next thing we know, we've got products from the Middle East, from Africa, from Jamaica, from all these different countries. So it's no longer just Asia market. It's really an international market.
And you're located just off Fort Riley Boulevard across from the Four Points at the Sheraton. And
correct.
You, your business was kind of auspiciously in the news here 3 or 4 weeks ago as having a coronavirus positive test. If I recall correctly, with an employee?
Correct. It was an employee, and it was a life-changing moment. It was a life-changing experience. For some context, we were probably the most strict in terms of the safety measures that we implemented. Before this case, we had required both customers and employees to wear face masks. We required all customers to sanitize their hands before walking in. We disinfected high-touch surfaces nonstop. We did all the things that you would think are the right things to do, and we still had a case in our store that affected an employee. And it was, for the first 2-3 days, I kind of just allowed myself to feel whatever, you know, I quite honestly, I felt very defeated. But then, you know, I was like, you know what, I gotta get myself together and figure out what the next move is. And so when the COVID case was confirmed, we immediately closed the store. We opened at 10 a.m. that day, closed at 11:15. We just said, no more. We're going to stop. And we immediately started disinfecting the store. And then what we did was we transitioned from a brick and mortar store completely to online only. So in less than 24 hours, a store that you used to be able to just walk in was all online. So all those 2,000 products, all online for pickup and delivery service. And this was the first time anybody, including me, has ever done e-commerce. So for the 3 weeks we were closed, we felt that it was important to close for quite some time. We felt like that was the best move in terms of everyone's safety, for the community safety, and to rebuild that consumer confidence. And so those 3 weeks, we solely did pickup and delivery, and it was quite an experience. You know, I haven't really had much time to reflect on those 3 weeks, but I'm very proud of my team, very proud of what we've been able to do, and I'm just so thankful for this community for their unwavering support through these really tough times.
And you reopened this week?
Yes, we did. We made it. We reopened this week on Tuesday. We have very limited hours from 11 to 5. We hope to extend that. We kind of want to reacclimate ourselves to the traditional setting that we're used to. And now, not only do we have, you know, those same requirements that we had, same safety measures with, you know, customers and employees wearing face masks, hand sanitizer. Now we've installed a plexiglass shield in the front counter. All employees are wearing face shields. Every 6 feet is now marked. So when you walk in, you're going to see X's all over the place. And we've also hired an independent cleaning company to come in to clean every single day. You know, we're all on edge. We're all stressed out. And so, you know, if there's a way to hire someone to do cleaning or, for example, crowd control, to limit the amount of people in the store, you know, I think businesses should do that. So for crowd control, we have a security guard, and for cleaning, obviously, we have a cleaning company.
What are you hearing from your customers?
I hear majority are very appreciative of everything that we've done. The first thing, you know, when we opened on Tuesday, we had already 8 people lining up 10 minutes before we opened. And throughout the entire day, we had, you know, we had a steady flow of people. And so, you know, and probably, you know, that day, every single one, it just, you know, they were so glad we were reopened and that, you know, they understood why we closed for 3 weeks. You know, as a business owner, I can understand the anxiety of closing, especially when the finances are really tough. You know, the Asian market, we lost about 60%, you know, of revenue by actually staying open. We actually lost more money by trying to do pickup and delivery those 3 weeks than just closing. But, you know, our duty as a grocery store is to feed the community. And so, you know, we pushed through, and the only way we were able to push through is through the kind words and support from our customers near and far, through phone calls, through social media. Mahan, Kansas is a really special place.
We're visiting today on KMAN with Fanny Fang, as she has the Asian market in Manhattan. And Fanny, you have been asked to participate to the mayor's task force on the recovery and moving forward with the COVID-19 efforts. Can you tell us what that means to you and how you've been able to communicate your story through the task force?
Being part of the task force has given me the opportunity to reach more people. You know, I joined because I just want to bring awareness and some hope to people out there who may feel that, especially for business owners, small business owners, you know, this is the first time any of us are going through this. And so, you know, we have proven safety measures, and not only do we have that, we have been able to find ways to communicate what we're doing with our customers. And, you know, in a week, on a typical, you know, a typical week, we have about over 1,000 people who come into the store. And so, you know, it's very important for me to communicate to the business owners on how they can then communicate what they want to do to their audience. You know, there are going to be people who are not going to like what you're doing. People don't like change. It's just in the human nature. We don't like change. But like you said earlier, this is a new world we're living in. COVID-19 is going to be here for an indefinite amount of time. And we need, as business owners, as a community, we need to make sure that we keep everyone safe.
Well, Fanny, it's been a delight to visit with you this morning. Thank you so much for sharing your story, and good luck with not only the store, but also the efforts in communicating your story through the task force. And thanks for participating in that, and enjoy the rest of your coffee.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you so much for having me. Enjoy the rest of your day as well.
I plan on it. Thank you very much. Fanny Fang of the Asian Market here joining us for our COVID-19 update.